السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حسب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Reflecting on Gaza, the example of Ibrahim عليه السلام, and the urgent call for Nusra today. As the Ummah enters the sacred days of Tashriq, amidst the rituals of Hajj, we are reminded that this noble pillar of Islam is a spiritual journey, a divine obligation, fard, demonstrating pure devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rituals of Hajj embody the tradition of Honorable Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, his noble wife Hajar alayhi salam, and his son Ismail alayhi salam, a family whose trials taught the Ummah the essence of tawakkul, unwavering trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and total submission to his divine command, even when that command defied worldly logic. In the very same days of Tashriq, centuries later, the noble believers of Aus and Khazraj met secretly with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam at Al-Aqaba. Their pledge this time was not for personal salvation, but to support the deen with power, to offer nusra, military and political support, to establish the authority of Islam. This bay'at al-harb, pledge of war, transformed Islam from a persecuted call into an organized, state-bearing mission. It led to the Hijra, the establishment of the first Islamic state in Medina, and the dawn of Islam as a political force in the world. Today, the Ummah finds itself in dire straits, not for lack of belief, nor for lack of numbers or wealth, but for lack of power. We are scattered and brutalized, from Gaza to Kashmir, from East Turkestan to Sudan, while tyrants rule us and our enemies manipulate us. The armies of the Muslims, the sons of Khalid bin Walid and Salah ad-Din, remain silent, shackled by regimes who fear Western capitals more than they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gaza stands at the most acute symbol of our abandonment, a bleeding wound on the body of the Ummah, and it reminds us of our vulnerability when the Ummah's immense capabilities are suffocated by hostile enemies and puppet rulers. The cries of the children of Palestine are not just for aid or slogans, but they are cries for Nusra, for real support backed by strength and action. The lessons of Hajj and the second pledge of Aqaba are divine guidance for action. Just as the Ansar of Medina took the bold stand to support the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gave him the means to establish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rule on earth, the time has come for our armies to follow in their footsteps. We call upon the Muslim Ummah, its scholars, its leaders, its common folk, to demand from the armies of the Muslim world that they turn their allegiance to Islam alone. Let them shut the thrones of treachery and trample the borders and orders of the disbelievers, and instead offer their support for the re-establishment of the Khilafah on the method of prophethood. In these blessed days, as we recall the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the courage of the Ansar, we must rise once more with trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience to His command, and a firm resolve to end the suffering of the Muslims of Gaza once and for all. This requires us to amplify the call to those with real power to respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and grant the Ummah the Nusra, just as the Ansar did with their words. Quote, "We pledge ourselves to obey in well and woe, in ease and in hardship, and speak the truth, and that in Allah's service we would fear the censure of none." يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O you who believe, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.